What's up? It's King Batch, and you're listening to the Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I bet Anthony A., your mom is so proud because you were on TV yesterday. Good morning. It's Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A. Yeah, I was on TV last night discussing men's mental health. It was actually a panel that I got invited back to.
And you obviously did a great job last time because you got invited back.
Yeah, I'm excited. I got invited back to the mantle.
It's a mantle.
It's a sensitive bro down with me and some very clinically proven doctors that sometimes make me feel like, what am I exactly doing here?
Because you're emotionally intelligent.
You're in tune with your emotions.
Yeah, there it is.
Thank you. Automatic. Yeah, I don't know, I have any sons, but a lot of guys that I know, including my husband, DJ Automatic, said, my father used to say, don't cry. Suck it up or I'll show you. I'll give you something to cry about.
Yeah, and I guess, being raised by two very emotionally developed women got me here.
Okay.
You got a TV spot.
Yeah, got me a TV spot. There you go, dude.
So your grandma and your mom raised you.
Yes. And they always raised me to be, not to be afraid to express my emotions. And that's gotten me here. But sometimes I do get a little intimidated because there's a guy on there, his name is Will Robertson. He's great. He leads a great suicide prevention campaign. So he comes with...
They're like, what do you do, Anthony?
Yeah. And I'm like,
I tell jokes for a living.
Hey, that is good for the mental.
Yeah,
it is. It's good for the brain to laugh, for your mind.
Yeah, and I guess, and we went up there, we go live for an hour on their streaming app, then they repurposed some of that content onto their broadcast, and the audience liked it. I guess people like to hear men talk about their feelings.
Well, we're going to repurpose it right here, too, on the Dana Cortez Show, okay? And so, Anthony, what was the main focus of the discussion?
It was men in relationships.
Oh.
Yeah.
And you're quite the expert on that.
You got a little practice on that one.
Practice is all it is. I don't have any championships, but...
We're going to post some of the highlights at Dana Cortez Show on Instagram. Go check it out. And if you ever wonder what we look like, too, follow us. Send me a DM.
Yeah, dude. Obviously, Anthony's good enough looking to be on TV.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, they put me in a corner, so...
They're like, here, it's shaded over here. Come sit right here.
For radio, I think we're all right.
Yeah, I think we're all right. I'm in shape for a radio person.
Yeah, exactly. So, at Dana Cortez on Instagram, at DJ Automatic, at Anthony A. Comedy. What is it about being on TV, though, or being on the radio, or being in the newspaper that makes you feel special? When Automatic, the newspaper did a whole article, like a feature on him, I went out and bought like 25 of those. I don't know why.
Something about that classic print, too.
Yeah.
Right?
Like a classic newspaper.
I swear when it happened, I was like, oh, I'm going to get this framed. And then it's just there.
There's like 25 copies laying
just
on the floor.
Between my records.
But there's something special about it. Yeah. Don't you feel, a little important?
When you're loading into the studio and they're getting ready to mic you up and they're putting all this stuff and you see all these cameras that are not iPhones staring you in the face, it is a little rush. So yeah, it is.
Do
cool.
You know what? I actually thought about you last night because I thought, I was like, man, Anthony's like a real professional comedian now.
Yeah,
he's not like
seriously.
Obviously you've been a professional radio personality for a very long time.
Yes,
but now you're like a professional comedian.
Yeah, no, and the IRS found that out too.
So. Oh no! Stop saying that on the radio, DJ Automatic.
That actually is going to be the next panel I'm going to be on, too.
Well, you know what? That's
how to pay your taxes. I went through that one. And I'll tell you, they will pay your account.
That's going to develop that mental health for sure.
Yeah, that for sure. Pay those taxes. All right.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Uber and Lyft experiences can be up and they can be down. They could be 1 star or 5. You know, it all depends. And Jesse Watt, you took a girl's trip with your friends to Philadelphia. And the most exciting part of the whole trip is you almost threw down with your Uber driver.
I was so terrified. So I get in the car and like vibes are fine. I don't sense anything off. He has a very nice Audi car. It's clean.
Ooh, fancy.
I know. I didn't even pay extra for it. But it was one of those cars. It was like a 4-seater. You know, you pay for a 4-seater car. It's like 3 in the back, 1 up front.
Oh, so you had to go in the front.
Yeah. So I sit in the front seat. Yeah. I volunteered as tribute. And I'm looking around. His car's super clean, but there's this McDonald's hash brown on the side pocket. And I looked at it and I was like, vibes. Like me. It was funny. It was aesthetic.
Hot pocket. I mean, not the hot
First
pocket.
Of all,
the hash brown was just out in the
An old hash brown was sitting.
He's like working hard.
You put your coffee cup or something?
Kind of, but it looked like a McDonald's ad. Like it was so perfectly laid there.
But he's working hard. He might need a bite.
Exactly.
After he drops you 4 off.
So I took a picture of it very discreetly because I was going to send it to my friends in the group chat and be like, LOL, vibes. Evidently, the man, instead of watching the road, was watching me take the picture. And I don't know if he thought that I was going to like submit it to Lyft and be like, the car wasn't clean. But he started screaming at me. He's like, what the are you doing? Put your phone away. Delete that picture. That hash brown's for my girl. When I tell you, if you leave an old crusted hash brown on the floor of your car and you're driving an Audi, you can afford a new hash brown.
That hash brown is for my girl.
So I try to play it off, right? I'm like, oh, that's so sweet of you. I wish my husband would pick me up with a little snacky snack when I get picked up from the bars. And then it got awkward. It was like 2 minutes of silence. And then all of a sudden we come to a stoplight and he looks at me and goes, you actually need to get in the back.
Oh,
wait a minute. Yeah. You can't. It's illegal.
Thank
you. There's no seatbelt for you.
Did you say that?
Which is funny because like if my husband's driving, we'll squish 8 girls in the back seat.
But yeah, but that's another story. You can't be committing crimes in another state anyway.
For the principle of it, I'm like, what? He goes, the front seat is reserved for family and my girl. What if she sees you up here? Like she's on the median with binoculars looking in the car going, who's that girl?
She has instilled some fear in that man.
You drive Lyft. So I'm like, you know, we paid for a 4-person car. Do you have a seatbelt back there? He goes, no. I said, what do you want me to do? Get in the trunk? He said, yeah.
No, he did not.
And like, I don't know Philadelphia, so I'm like,
he might want you to get in the trunk.
So my friend who's from Philly starts arguing with him and they get in this confrontation. And finally, he says, next time, you're not allowed up front.
Like, so you're ever going to see this man again.
I had to sit up front like I was in a timeout. All my friends are talking in the back seat. I'm like,
you're just scared of the Uber driver.
I would have bit the hash brown. I would have bit that. It was all going down anyway.
I'm not trying to side with the Uber driver here, Jesse, but...
Tell me more.
Why?
Tell me
why
more.
Why did you take the picture?
Are you honestly telling me that taking a picture of a hash brown on the floor is it funny?
If it's my hash brown,
you feel like she was hash brown shaming.
Yeah, hash brown shaming.
That's so random. It's picture worthy.
No, it is picture worthy. If I'm looking at this incredibly clean car, it's a high end vehicle, and then there's just a random hash brown. Which, by the way, you probably smelled it when you sat in the car.
You know what? And I'll post the picture on our Instagram story. So
you have it?
Yeah, I do. I actually posted it. Good. I'm sorry. Also, why are you not looking at the road? Why are you looking at my phone?
Anthony, well, clearly, if I have a hash brown on the floor, my priorities are all over the place. So, let's not question the logic here.
An influencer got in the back of this woman's car. First of all, she has a dog with her. Now, the dog had just had an accident. There is runny poo in the back. Ooh, now, she had attempted to clean it up with a paper towel. Yeah. And so, yes, it was clean, but it was like smeared inside the carpet. So he said he got in and he immediately was like, what do I do? I mean, and he just closed the door and they take off. Then the dog jumps on his lap. Now the dog has stuff. So there's a little baby poo paw print on his pant leg. And he starts taking video and he asks her, you know, the dog. And she's like, well, he's my emotional support dog and blah, blah, blah. Gets out of the lift, whatever. He gives her a 1-star and uploads the video to Instagram. Course. People are mad at him.
Why?
What? Why?
I don't know.
He's got it on his pants. He's got to walk around like that all day.
You're shaming her. That's her support dog. And I love animals. Cool. You know that, girl, you had a hash brown. Imagine poo.
That's what life is all about, perspective. It was just a hash brown, my guy.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Did you know that there is a certain genre of music that is going to help you live longer?
What?
That is house music or automatic. You're the DJ, the professional DJ.
It's just up-tempo music. Music between 110 and 130 beats per minute.
I don't know what that means exactly, but it sounds to me like...
danceable music.
And it makes sense because dancing or listening to fun music makes me happy. When I'm listening to music, I turn the radio on, I immediately get in a better mood right away, especially if it's up-tempo. And I love to dance, and I'm not a great dancer, but it makes me happy anyway. And when I go out, Otto knows. I'm like, come on, let's dance. And he just kind of moves back and forth, sways back and forth.
Well, you know, more than that.
Only if you have...
Don't disrespect me on Michael Jackson's anniversary here, okay?
Is it Angelversary?
It's Angelversary, yes.
Yeah.
You're no Michael Jackson, sir, but you do like to dance, too.
And Billie Jean would help you live longer because that is 118 beats per minute.
That's an example of a song that you can listen to that is health benefits.
So like a Calvin Harris song.
Yeah, okay. Rihanna. Most of her songs. Outkast, The Way You Move.
Ooh, I love that one.
There's a lot of up-tempo songs you can listen to.
But who knew that this kind of music would keep you young? That is such an amazing fact to know. I feel, honestly, because of the industry we've worked in, I've been able to maintain a healthy lifestyle.
Oh.
Because of the music and the concerts.
Not all radio people can do that.
Yeah, that's a first.
It is not.
I'm
pretty sure we just had pizza for breakfast yesterday. But you know what? Yeah,
you know what we did though after Anthony? We turned the radio up and we listened to upbeat music here. Oh, okay.
And we ran our little butts off.
We did. I was working out yesterday and I'm not gonna lie. I don't know what's wrong with me. He said it might be all that pizza you had for breakfast. You know what else I like doing? It's good for you to keep you young? Napping. And I wasn't a napper until I met our producer, Jesse Watt.
Nice, dude.
She is the one that's like, Dana, why don't you nap? I'm like, I don't know. I don't want not be able to go to bed early tonight. What have I been doing?
A nap is a privilege and it's a good way of life once you commit to it. I love it.
Oh, not a long one though. I need a disco nap, which is between 15 and 25 minutes. Anything more than that for me, it is not happening.
One thing that's been very therapeutic for me lately is an activity called forest bathing. Are you guys familiar with
what?
Is forest bathing?
Basically, it's just staring at trees.
I was going to say, who are you hanging out with now?
No wonder you're wearing those Birkenstocks.
It's just where you stare at trees, and it helps. It has a lot of, like, it helps reduce stress, I love looking at trees.
Sometimes. I do go stand outside, and I take off my shoes and socks.
I'll
stand in the dirt.
Yeah, that's a
form of grounding.
Okay.
And I know it's kind of hippie, but I swear to God, I feel better after I do it.
It's true. There's a lot of medical benefits to reconnecting to Mother Nature.
And I don't mind when Automatic does it. What irks me is when he comes back in and I'm like, clean your feet off. Put your sandals on. I don't want you dragging that good dirt inside the house.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
My mother is leaving today and I'm so sad. I'm sad. And I'm a little glad too. Just a tiny bit, because my mom is super clean. She's going through this battle with cancer, which, by the way, she's beaten.
Amazing.
My mama is cancer free. Shout out to MD Anderson. But she cleans constantly and it makes me feel guilty. So I don't sit down. I've been up since 3 a.m. and I'm like going everywhere, making sure everything's good, because she will clean. And I mean, picking up on the corners, picking up after me. So I don't want her doing that. So I feel tired. I feel like exhausted.
You've just been on it.
On it the whole time. And I know she feels the same way when I go visit her. She's excited and everything, but by day three, she's like, because she waits on me hand and foot.
That's an interesting little rivalry you guys have going on.
Yeah, well, who can clean and wait on the person the best?
Clean off.
Yeah. Who runs a better household?
Yeah.
Who cooks more? Who cleans more?
And this extends to Kirsten and Stasia as well.
Yeah, my oldest daughters.
Your other daughters? Okay.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Everybody's waiting on everybody.
Ava's not there yet.
No, and then we'll complain a little bit behind your back, like right now. You know, just a little bit. Talk a little smack. You know, having guests is always for me a lot of pressure, because I want things to be comfortable. I want people to walk in. I want the bedding to be, you know, clean. I want the linens to be fresh and the towels and everything. Your soap bar to be brand new. Got to have a new soap bar. You can't have old soap. Because somebody else has rubbed their privates or God knows what on that soap.
Oh, you're talking about like in a guest.
Oh, yeah. In a guest bathroom, you got to have a brand new bar of soap.
You guys are living different lives than me. Because I didn't.
You give out used soap?
Well, nobody showers at my place. What are you talking about? Like,
Anthony. Anthony.
Ain't nobody showering over there.
You never had somebody spend the night and shower in your place.
No, she's going home.
Anthony!
You sleep better in your own bed, queen.
But wait, you clean up before a lady comes, I'm sure.
If there's a lady friend coming over for some companionship.
Pajama party.
Nobody cleans better than a man expecting a woman to come over.
You can put out fresh towels, don't you?
Fresh towels, fresh everything. You turn into Mr. Clean when that's happening.
Mr. Clean,
I clean.
That's a good clean. I forgot about that.
That
clean.
Is a good clean, bro. Even my Roomba was surprised. He's like, what are you doing? what's going on here, bro? Getting down to like the soft.
You're all excited. Yeah. You're like, oh, I better get that toilet a little
like
better.
Eight different candles going, all scented.
I wish Automatic would have known you. Automatic's acting like something. I used to go to his house and it was not clean. It was the opposite.
Oh, that was clean for me.
Oh my gosh, are you serious?
That was clean for me.
Your bed was made but not washed.
Did you just push everything to the corner?
Or under the bed. In the closet. I used to have, that was where I keep all my dirty clothes. I would just push them all into the closet.
I refused to spend the night at Automatic's house. You know what? My house was better. Yeah. The queen, I'll go home. Because I don't know that he ever washed his comforter. Ooh. It was not so fresh.
I don't. I'm not going to comment on that because I don't know.
We had pajama parties in his living room because of that.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh, the Diddy trial is coming to a close. Is the prosecution doubting their ability to find Diddy guilty? I'll give you more details after we get famous people's birthdays, Anthony A.
We have Shannon Sharp celebrating his birthday, Cuco, Derek Jeter, King Batch, Ariana Grande, and Jeanette McCurdy celebrating her birthday as well.
Oh, I loved her in iCarly. Okay, so Diddy prosecutors have dropped kidnapping and arson claims, but they are narrowing racketeering and other charges. This is the final days of the trial. So what does that mean? They don't think they have enough evidence to charge him with kidnapping when, and they don't think they have enough evidence to charge him in the arson. Automatic, I asked you off the air, what arson? I forgot about Kid Cudi.
Yeah, I don't think Kid Cudi's willing to testify again, and I don't think that they just don't have enough evidence to prove that it was him.
It doesn't make sense in this particular
case. It's kind of a he said, she said situation.
It's not a he said, she said.
Well, they don't have the hard evidence to prove it, though.
Yeah, but Kid Cudi called the police. I mean, we know he was there. Diddy was at his house. We know all of that. But is it worth it here? They feel like they have enough evidence in other areas. The racketeering, you know, they have all of the photos and text messages of guns being taken from state to state, from different countries, of all of the people, you know, the drugs and things like that. I think that's what they're really focusing
on. I was really, really surprised when Diddy's defense did not put anybody on the stand. They didn't put him on the stand. They didn't call any kind of character witnesses. I mean, they wrapped everything up in less than 30 minutes.
Why were you surprised?
Because they got to say something, or they just think they got it in the bag and they're not worried about it.
No. So I was reading a couple of defense attorneys were saying you don't want your client up on the stand because they can say something.
Okay, I get that. Okay, not having them. Diddy up there, but maybe like a character was put your mom up there, put one of your sons up there to say, hey, this guy's a good guy. You couldn't get one person to say that he's a good person?
We have talked to Diddy's son, King Combs, and I'm not sure he'd make a good character witness. They're afraid that they'll jeopardize what chance they have, because if you misstep in that area, it's over. And then you got to remember, they've got to be cross-examined. You put the kids up there, who knows what they know has gone on in the house. You don't know what evidence might hurt them. And maybe Diddy, he's not a very good person, as we've seen. He does love his family, doesn't want to subject his kids to that, because the judge asked him, how are you feeling? And he said, I'm feeling fine. And he said to the judge, and you're doing a great job, sir.
That's what I'm telling you. And then Trump saying, he was like, well, if Diddy doesn't have anything really, if he's not, doesn't get a fair case, then we might have to pardon him.
I don't know too much about anything, but character witness and cross-examination. I didn't know I was in here with a full-on legal counsel now. That's
DCS, a.k.a. CSI.
Yeah. I'm basically a paralegal at this point.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Economy's rough right now. How do bottomless apps sound? DJ Automatic will give us all the details on where they're coming to in food news. How does hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show? What's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Burnt Tortilla.
Shout out to the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders. This is making news all over the world. They just got a 400% pay increase. They're making $75 an hour now. I didn't know they were making like $15 an hour.
Damn.
They're the world's most famous cheerleaders. They have their own TV show, and you're going to pay those women $15 an hour?
They were getting paid $25 a game.
Whatever.
I know it's less than $100 a
game. So $25 a game and $15 an hour. What year is this?
I don't know, man. It's Cowboy Nation. That's I don't know what's going on over there.
Thank you. Because Jerry Jones is an he should have been paying these women a long time ago.
And honestly, they've probably been the most consistent thing about the Cowboys.
The most successful thing about the Dallas Cowboys ever.
In 20 years, for sure.
Yeah.
Do you know how hard it is to be a Dallas Cowboys fan? Do you know how much hate I get online because I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan?
It's your choice.
This is true. All right, food news, DJ Automatic.
This is not a drill. Buffalo Wild Wings has bottomless apps.
Oh,
and they start, and they're $9.99, and it starts this Friday, June 27th.
All you can eat mozzarella sticks,
pickles, onion rings, chips and salsa, and even the Hatch Queso.
Oh,
oh my gosh, their Hatch Queso is good too.
Yeah, so think about that. For $10, you could eat all day.
No, they just want to get you in there because you know you're going to get them flights. You're going to get the drinks on, get the wings on. But that's a great deal. I was just talking about the economy and pinching pennies. I'm being it. I've been cutting corners. Automatic made me maybe turn off my Amazon app.
Oh no!
You know how hard it's been.
Had to be done.
That's a lot.
No, it's just ridiculous spending on things that don't matter that we don't need.
So now I put it in my cart and take it out, and put it in my cart and take it out.
Think about that. Every time you spend something on Amazon, you're like, "This is a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader salary right here." You don't want to be doing that.
It really is.
So it's a limited time offer, though, guys. Okay.
National Day, Anthony A.
We have National Bomb Pop Day. The last Thursday in June is National Bomb Pop Day.
I'm angry at Automatic. You told me that earlier, and last year on this day, he told me because when I was little, I never got the bomb pops. They cost like 50 cents more than the push pops. You know the ice cream that comes in the toilet paper roll.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only one I got to buy from the little ice cream
man. That's the best one.
Those are good.
No, maybe
those little orange. I think they're orange dreamsicles.
Whatever. I never got a bomb pop. The red, white, and blue, the big one. All the people on the block had the bomb pop, and I had the poor push pop. You get a push pop. And you said last year, I'll buy you some date at the grocery store. Have you done it, DJ Automatic?
You know, we'll get them today.
The answer is no.
Come on, Automatic. It just costs two Cowboy Cheerleaders salaries to get a bomb pop. And we'll wrap it up on National Coconut Day.
Oh, man. There's a lot of that talk going around right now. That's with this immigration way to status. There's a lot of coconut talk going on.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.